One just last trend. Question, which is sort of being in my own particular bonnet, really. I'd love somebody from the audience to comment on for a GCSE consideration. I mean, it's interesting, there's UNIT international terrorism. But it seems to me that, you know, one of my great history teachers at school, a wonderful teacher, looked at us. I always tell this story, it's imprinted in my mind. The year was about 1957, before any of you were born. And said, well, lads, we don't know what the second half of the 20th century is going to hold in store, but this we do know for sure, that organized religion and nationalism are dead as dodos. I've often thought about him since. And the bee in my bonnet is whether or not, for example, at GCSE level, the history of religion, actually, which could not be more current, could not be more contemporary, could not be important for people to understand. There's enough room and space, not just as what is Al-Qaeda and how we deal with it, but, you know, what happened to religion, the Methodists, for example, or indeed in medieval history. I mean, anyway, there we are. I didn't mean to make a speech. Heaven forfend. But let's go, Ilona, let's go, that's a lovely, Ilona, excuse me. Where are you not here? Are you here? Yeah. Where is Ilona? Do you know the story Ilona comes with the rain, by the way?
Never heard of it, no.
It's by a Colombian writer called, and I don't charge extra for this incident, called Alvaro Mutis. And he's one of the greatest writers of the 20th century, taught Marquez. And his collected novellas and short stories are called The Adventures and Misadventures of Macrol. And the greatest story in the collection is called Ilona Comes with the Rain. And I will email you, make sure you've read it, and there will be an exam of a rather formulaic kind, actually, to make sure you... But your question is...
Okay.